Jewel, we jump into Monty in the morning on her Wednesday mornings because we have to break and have a chat with South Strand internist Dr. Brian Adler. And today, how appropriate, because I have been complaining about my sinuses. Dr. Adler, good morning. Sinuses all year, but this year and this time of the year, maybe a little more severe?
Good morning, Scott. Sinus conditions, again, this time of year are very common, seeing a lot of folks coming in with a combination of both sinus head cold infections, but many of that is triggered by underlying allergy, which is, again, due to the changing climate and seasons, where many people will develop allergy-related symptoms that can affect the sinuses. So we see a lot of people coming in around this time of year with sinus-related disorders.
So let me ask you this question, because, you know, sometimes it feels like maybe my head is a little cloggy, but I'm not stuffed up. I don't feel like, oh, I'm blowing my nose or my nose is not running, but I feel a little cloudy and maybe a little headachy, maybe the eyes hurt a little bit. Is that all sinus-related?
Usually it is. For many people who have nasal congestion, runny nose, or they just feel like they can't move air in and out of their nose, and often with that, they might have a lot of drainage. They'll often describe drainage, cough if they lay back, or a lot of congestion up in their chest from drainage. But others have none of that yet. Again, if the sinus cavities in the head, which are chambers, and normally they're clear and open, there's little drainage holes within those sinus cavities that drain any fluids or anything that the body secretes through those sinuses out into the back of the nasal cavity. Then if any of those are clogged, or if the sinuses themselves are full of fluid, or if there's inflammation, they might not have drainage, they might not have runny nose, they might not have nasal symptoms, but they could have anything from headaches to a vague feeling of sickness or lightheaded, or they just don't feel right, or they don't feel like themselves. They could have a variety of symptoms that are vague. That, again, is just related to the inflammation or the pressure within the sinus cavity.
So let me get down to the real basics. The sinuses are not really, I'm pointing here, you can't see this, this is radio, they're not really just here at your noses. It's further in. How far back do your sinuses and the sinus cavities actually go?
So there's several different sinus cavities in the forehead, which we call the frontal sinuses, in the cheeks. Again, they're called maxillary sinuses. And then deep in the skull, behind the nose and behind the throat, are what we call the ethmoid sinuses. So they're all different sets of sinuses that are cavities. And again, any or all of those could be inflamed. The holes that drain them can be blocked. So some have very classic symptoms of sinus infection. They come in, for example, with what we call frontal sinusitis, which means the frontal sinuses in the forehead are inflamed. There's tenderness and headache over the eyes, typical of frontal. Or in the maxillary, again, it's in the cheeks, and people feel full, stuffy, or they have discomfort or pain. The ethmoid, which are deeper sinuses, are a little different because those symptoms are a bit vague. Many folks can't really put their finger on what hurts or what bothers them, but again, they just feel spacey. They don't feel right. They might
That's exactly right.
Yes, and again, some of those are caused by these ethmoid sinuses that are deeper in the skull.
So what do we do for these? Is this the antibiotic doesn't work illness, or is there anything other than maybe taking an Advil that's going to help us with this sinus issues and the allergies at this time of the year?
So it, again, depends on the severity of the symptoms. Many folks who have these symptoms, either related to allergy, which could be either seasonal, for some it's year-round, are using over-the-counter antihistamine, sometimes decongestants, the over-the-counter Flonase and nasal sprays often control it for some people. For others, they don't work. And if the sinuses become inflamed to the point where they can't clear the sinuses, then medications are often very effective. usually an antibiotic, something stronger to reduce the inflammation, mm-hmm. often will help the symptoms, but also they can help reduce the swelling and open up the channels, which are swollen and shut off, and allow the fluids to drain. And usually for people who are refractory to over-the-counter or just aren't getting better over a period of time, medications, again, are usually quite effective.
Well, what about the things our grandmothers used to do, putting a hot pan of water and a towel over your head for the mist, for the air, or some of these saline solutions? Do those help clear out the sinuses? Do they help with the symptoms, at least?
For some people, they are very effective. People have developed a lot of different things that work for them. For some, humidity, heat, steam, eucalyptus, the old Vicks
vapor rub.
For the older folks. Again, for many people, it can be effective when they have episodes of this. Some who have chronic issues and problems are using these neti pots, which mm-hmm. is basically just sort of draining the nasal cavity. For some people, that works. But for others, again, with all of that, they continue to have pretty significant symptoms. And these are the folks generally that are coming into the doctor's office asking for help.
How about in terms of diet? Are there things that make it worse or make it better?
Generally not. I mean, diet rarely has an influence with that. I think more than likely for most people, again, it's either environmental allergies. Mm-hmm. Many folks who are smokers tend to have sinus issues, of course, with all the irritation from smoke. Individuals, again, who, again, have developed allergies. So one of the problems we see a lot are people who move here from other parts of the country, come down here with higher humidity and warmer climate, after a year or two begin to develop sinuses. So it's a new problem for people, even at older age. So many people think, well, allergies and problems usually are in young people, never had them before, but now all of a sudden I have them. Again, it's not unusual living in this environment.
And this time of the year, is it particularly bad? It seems like this hot and the cold and the humid and the not so humid. Is this what happens at this time of the year?
Well, this is one of several times a year where, again, there's sort of changing environmental factors. So, you know, as we head into this time of year, we see more molds and things like mm-hmm. that nature that tend to trigger allergy for people. You know, the summer, early spring typically are more pollens and ragweed and tree and all that. And again, for people that have year-round allergy issues, a lot of folks, when they go through allergy testing, typically will have a lot of sensitivity to indoor environmental allergens, such as dusts and dust mites and a variety of things that, again, are in the household environment. So, again, I think allergy is always at the top of the list for people that have had ongoing problems. People who are coming in for the very first time describing some of these symptoms, again, probably just need a good evaluation to determine whether or not it's an allergy or an infection.
Well, it sounds like the good news is all of this is quote-unquote treatable, and we can give you some relief. It sounds like we can really get into the right areas with that.
That's true, and again, there are always people that have very difficult problems with sinuses, often have to require specialists, and again, for people who just don't respond, often will wind up seeing, for example, an ear, nose, and throat specialist. Mm-hmm. They will often do, they have some instruments, they can go in and they can actually look at the small openings that drain the sinuses. Some people develop scar tissue blockages. Some people could have an abnormality within the sinus cavity. Sometimes it requires either a procedure, intervention to open up and allow drainage to occur. So again, for people who are just not getting any relief whatsoever, often they will get a good ear, nose, and throat evaluation, along with a good allergy evaluation to really look at what's triggering and causing these problems so that they can get some long-term relief.
Well, and of course, the first step is to visit your doctor. And if you are looking for great medical professionals, South Strand Internists, and the new Strand Urgent Care with Dr. Jay Vance Vandergrift. Dr. Adler, we encourage people to give your office a call, and a great website, too. And these conversations are all posted as podcasts. Thank you for the information. I feel better about my own sinuses. We'll chat again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.